Now let's begin by releasing the injury recall. Thank you. Yeah. Let's begin by releasing injury recall. I was recognizing that each of us probably walks with a fair amount of our own trauma, and then there's societal trauma, and then there's intergenerational and even horizontal traumas in all kinds of ways. And that, you know, indications of trauma can be some of the symptoms that we see, like we're clenching or grinding our teeth or not sleeping, or there's pain in some hijacked part of the body, or we're depressed or anxious, or there's a lot of indicator lights for trauma. But I'm thinking that there's probably a fair amount of trauma activated as we approach this moment and what this moment means in time. And COVID has stirred up a lot of that trauma undercurrent anyway. So I was feeling like I want to release the injury recall and keep attending to our sensational form, and to feel what, how, or if that longing inside of the sensations begins to really arrive for us, so that we can hear you, because inside of that longing is why you're here and what you're willing to use your primal brain for, what you're willing to step in and catalyze and be a part of, be that soft or loud or anything in between. Let's release injury recall. So injury recall is the pattern of the body to have a new stimulus vibrate awake, stimulate awake old pain, old injuries, old traumas. And some of those are ours, and some of those are our ancestors, you know, that we live in their stories. Because inside that ancestral code is everything, every story that's ever gone before who we are and now. So like, we get strummed awake sometimes, and it's hard sometimes to listen between the difference between something that's just a loud moment because all the injuries are stirred up together, and something that might actually be that inner soul voice attempting to really communicate with us, right? And so I'd like to release injury recall first. So it's an invitation to actually feel. Sometimes it actually feels more painful afterwards because we feel what's ours. And sometimes when we release injury recall, there's a freedom. And then we can get the aha, we can feel that intuition coming. But let's start with releasing the injury recall. Let's command the light of consciousness in this moment, you know, and all that's built up to this and all that's happening and all the stimulus and all the things that have been going on and all that's ours and all that's not just ours. So let's release the injury recall, physical, mental, on every plane, physical in the body, mental in our mind, beliefs, emotional, the way we feel. Spiritual, our ideologies of what spirit means to us. Energetic, the energy we're in. Energy itself has memory. Genetic, these encodings, right? So let's release injury recall so we can find present time. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, energetic, past, present, and future. And activate change is just a language we use to really activate, awaken your awareness of where change is possible. What is change? What is always changing? Generate healing, promote healing. Healing is natural. So promoting healing just means to get out of its way. You know, the earth will climb up through the pavement. So we're going to get out of the way of the healing that's already happening. It's happening anyway. And we're really going to do that now immediately. So the words are strong on purpose. For those of you who don't know us, then we're going to command the light of consciousness. We're going to command the consciousness within each of us to find the vibrational source required in order to release the injury recall so that we know what to do right now, so that we can find present time, 2020 today, and feel what is stirring inside that I need to listen to. What are the actions I need to take? Are they now? Are they tomorrow? Who am I in relation to the world? What's going on in the world in relation to this moment? Who are you? So releasing injury recall gets us in. Releasing injury recall, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, and energetic, past, present, and future. Every single thing has an energy. And when we clear those energies, the body changes its pattern. So releasing injury recall, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, past, present, and future, because we already make decisions about the future. So many of us have already made decisions, the fatalities of the future, the fears of the future. You know, something bad happens and we predict the future. So all the things we think we know and all that we don't know and everything we're trying to control and all that we can't control and everything that would suggest that this one moment in time, this election, has the power to make or break you. So all the ways in which you've ever had a moment in time that was so big, whether it was a child as a parent, whether it was a situation that happened, a trauma, whether it was 911 that happened for some of us, whether it was like COVID, getting sick, whether it was whatever it was, a bullying, a trauma, an intensity, a victimization, a rape, it could have been something or anything in your consciousness that in that moment sideswiped you so hugely because you were so much at risk that you almost couldn't survive that. And every way in which this election becomes that next moment to come where I won't be able to survive this. I won't be able to survive this as patterned into the conditions of who we are. And therefore wreaking havoc on our ability to stay vibrant, awake, present, and able-bodied where we can be. Those of us who have the able-bodied privilege to use our physical forms to take actions, right? So let's clear injury call again, acknowledging the injury related to the future and the fear of the future and the fear of what the other, the hierarchy, can do to those of us. And all of the ways in which that preconditioned fear that we can get annihilated. And all that's true, we can. People do kill each other. We know this. And everything that confuses us and blocks us from feeling the potency and agency of our own safety when we have it, if we have it. And activate change and generate healing immediately. What does it take to ride through this moment and to have your conviction for what you are longing for stronger than any next outcome, but to be part of what you're going to keep going towards, no matter what, as part of your mission and purpose here for as long as you live this breath of a life to listen and follow? So what does it take to know that, to feel that, to know that, yes, we can be stopped, thwarted, we can be knocked off course, and yet, what does it take? Because many of us right this moment aren't. We're here, we're ready, right? So let's clear any and all ways in which we've already preconditioned ourselves to be knocked off course, to be taken down, where we've already felt bullied, where we have been bullied, we have been violated, where we have experienced the sexism and the racism, maybe in our own bodies, maybe in our families, where we know it's possible and where that violence is louder than our deep divine spirit and essence for love, for the potency of love that's not a human love. It's a divine love to exalt ourselves so that we don't lose faith in humanity, that we remember that there's enough of us that care deeply about one another and that we can bridge those gaps and bring together people across all of the worlds to show up together for change and for the dismantling of this oppression that lives first inside each and every one of us, so much inside each and every one of us, and for some of us lives really in our outside world every single minute of our lives. So let's command the light of consciousness to release the injury recalls that block us from knowing where we are, who we are, and how to use our agency and our strength and our potency for change where it's required to show up for that longing and to do something with it energetically, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And so activate change and generate healing. Immediately.
Thanks for listening to this teaching and energetic activation from Gabrielle LaChiara. To find more resources, learn more about Gabrielle, Chloe, and the Infinity Healing Practice, and check out our upcoming events, go to gabrielle-chloe.com. You can also find us on Instagram at gabrielle_chloe.